In homes where macaroni and spaghetti are a traditional dish, the overwhelming favorite is La Rosa. La Rosa, America's largest selling macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles, presents radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. The La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars.
Thank you, thank you, and greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor speaking. Welcome to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars, radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. Every day, a complete 30-minute drama from Hollywood. Every day, a famous Hollywood star. Today, our star is Ruth Warwick, the title of our play, With All My Love. This is a deeply romantic story of a young husband and wife who must readjust themselves after 3 years' separation. The readjustment is impaired because of the husband's complexes acquired during the separation. There are many moments of great dramatic impact and decisions. Act one of With All My Love in a Moment. But first, Wendell Niles wants to tell you ladies about something we love and we're sure you'll love.
Yes, indeed, ladies. I want to tell you about something you and your family will love. The spaghetti and macaroni that's really better in flavor, texture, and nutrition. Yes, everybody loves La Rosa. And no wonder, because La Rosa spaghetti and macaroni is three ways best. Here's how. One, La Rosa products are made exclusively from finest semolina. And semolina, as you know, is the pure golden heart of costlier durum wheat. In La Rosa macaroni, you're getting nature's own cream of the crop durum wheat semolina. You'll taste the delicious difference. And point two, La Rosa's exclusive slow curing holds every bit of that natural semolina goodness. Locks it in so you savor that full, rich flavor. Gives it that delightful, firm yet tender texture. And point three is a great new feature. All La Rosa macaroni products are enriched. Now you're sure to get those essential vitamins and minerals that help guard your family's health. Yes, as simple as one, two, three. One, durum wheat semolina. Two, exclusive La Rosa slow curing. Three, enriched. It all adds up, ladies, to better macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles. La Rosa Grade A. Now back to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars and our producer, C.P. McGregor.
Now, Act One of With All My Love, starring Ruth Warwick as Carol Marshall. The scene, one of the less expensive apartment houses in New York's Riverside Drive. Here, with the help of her landlady, Carol Marshall is putting the final touches to the arrangement of her new apartment.
Now, that big chair, Mrs. Carpenter, it has to face towards the window.
I'll help you.
Oh, I've got it. There. Now, David can look out at the river when he sits here after dinner. Oh, and his pipe stand. I must have that.
Oh, here it is.
Mm-hmm. That must be right at his elbow.
Mm-hmm. He certainly has enough pipes. Oh, they're all new, aren't they?
Yes, I wanted him to have new ones. Now, let's see. Oh, the flowers. They can't be on the table.
But they look lovely there, child.
I know, but... Well, David never likes flowers on a table. He says he has to look around them to see me. Kind of sweet of him, isn't it?
All right. We move the flowers. Now what?
Well, the radio phonograph.
I hooked it up.
Oh, good. I bought a record of David's favorite song, sort of a surprise. It's there on the mantle.
Oh, yes. That's an old song, isn't it? 3 or 4 years, at least.
Yes, I know, but you see, my husband's been away for 3 years. South America, in the Orient, you know. He left just a month or so after we were married.
Oh, 3 years. No wonder you're anxious to see him. Why, that time must have seemed like forever.
It did at first. Oh, now that it's over, the years just seem like days. Oh, what time is it, Miss Carpenter?
6:15.
Oh, 15 minutes and he'll be here. I can't quite believe it.
I'm surprised you didn't go to the boat to meet him. After all, if he's been...
Oh, no. We agreed to meet, in our new home.
Oh.
Oh, do you think he'll like it?
I'm sure he will.
You've been so grand helping me like this.
You know, happiness like yours is catching, child. I haven't felt so well in...
There he is. Oh, he's early. Oh, Mrs. Carpenter, would you...
I know. Naturally, you want to meet him alone. I'll go down the back way.
And Mrs. Marshall?
Yes?
You're going to be very happy here. I'm sure.
Thanks.
Bye.
Coming.
Hello, Carol.
Oh, Uncle Charles, I didn't...
You didn't expect me, I know. But you see, I didn't forget that David was coming home today. Well, I thought it might help to have someone on hand.
Oh, but it wouldn't have... Oh, I mean, I've got to be alone to meet him, Uncle Charles.
You sure that's wise?
Very sure.
Well, it may not be easy, you know. David's a sensitive boy, Carol. What this experience may have done to him...
I know you want to help, and I appreciate it, but... Oh, believe me, everything's going to be all right.
It's up to you, Carol, but if, well, if later on you change your mind and I can help in any way, you will come to me?
I will, I promise. Now...
I know, I'm gone. Good night, Carol.
Good night.
You know, you look like your mother tonight, youngster. You always do when you're really happy. And right now, well, I wish you could have seen the light in your eyes at this moment.
You're sweet.
Oh, incidentally, that new dress, it'll probably show off better for David without your apron.
Oh, I forgot.
Goodbye, youngster. My best to David.
Hello, David.
Hello, Carol.
Come in, darling. Aren't you going to kiss me?
Of course.
David?
I'm sorry I'm late, darling. The train got held up somehow or other.
Oh, that's all right. Dinner's not quite ready anyway.
It's a nice apartment, Carol.
Oh, well, let me show it to you. Here, I'll take your hat.
Hmm? Oh, yes, sir.
Look, this is your old chair, remember? I put it right here so you could see the river.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's important that I see the river.
Oh, darling, I didn't mean it.
Oh, that's all right, dear.
I hope you like these pipes.
Yeah. Yeah, they look fine.
I thought of trying to break one in for you myself, but I wasn't man enough. Oh, I started to show you the apartment. Now, you really should get your first look at this room in the morning. The sun just pours in. Well, anyway, that's what Mrs. Carpenter says.
Mrs. Carpenter?
Yes, she's the landlady. She helped me get settled. I just moved in today myself.
I see.
Well, and here's the kitchen. I asked Mrs. Carpenter how fat tenants worked in kitchens like these, and she said they didn't. They went hungry and got thin. Well, anyway, it was funny the way she said it. Does the place seem like home to you?
It might help if there were bars across the windows.
David.
Oh, Carol, I want to talk to you, dear.
All right, darling, but later. Dinner's almost ready now. Oh, I almost forgot. I have a surprise for you.
But, Carol, I...
Listen, David. Our song. You call it that, remember?
Did you suppose I'd forgotten?
Isn't it funny how crazy things can seem when you look back at them? That was our first date. Remember the little man with the violin? How cute he was. After that, I don't think we ever went dancing if you didn't get the orchestra to play that just for us.
Well, what about the wedding? I even cheated you out of Lohengrin because of it.
Mm-hmm.
What a wedding. No guests, no veil, no orange blossoms. Just you and I and the minister standing there in the church.
And with two witnesses we'd never even seen before. And up in the loft, the assistant organist trying to play it for us on the chime. Oh, David.
Why are we pretending, Carol?
Pretending?
Yes, I shouldn't have come here. If you don't realize that, I do.
Oh, darling, what do you mean?
You've been working so that you wouldn't have time to think. Well, I haven't, darling. I've had 3 years of thinking, and I've seen what's true. There's no life for you with a murderer for a husband.
You're not a murderer.
I killed a man.
It was an accident.
I killed him. The prosecution said so, and they were right.
Darling, listen. Oh, somehow you've let it get mixed up in your mind. You were driving too fast, yes, but...
And I'd been drinking. We can't forget that.
Oh, but that was hours before the accident.
And his wife. She looked at him lying there on the road and she screamed at me. You killed him.
Oh, she was hysterical, David. You can't think of that now. Whatever wrong you may have done, you've paid for it. You've served 3 years. You have a right to start again. You have a right to forget.
I can't forget, darling. I've tried. I've tried and I...
David, you're crying.
Carol, when I came in just now, I didn't kiss you, not at first, because all of a sudden I knew that things, that everything was changed.
Not between us. Nothing can change that.
It can. It has, darling. We're different people. No, I'm different. What's happened has made me different.
But that isn't...
You can't stay married to a man who's a murderer.
Please don't say such things. Now, David, listen to me. I never came to see you up there, not once. And that wasn't very easy. But you said you wanted it that way.
It had to be that way.
But then, when it was over, I thought we'd try to treat it as if it had never happened. That was just a crazy idea. Naturally, you'd feel strange at first. You've been alone too much.
Carol, I've got to go away.
Go away? Oh no, you can't. This is where you belong. Oh, well, it's for the way you feel about us. That doesn't matter, darling. I'll stay with Mrs. Carpenter in her apartment, but I've got to be near you to help you.
It's no use, Carol. There's no future for you with me, dear.
And there's no future for me without you, David. Oh, there must be some way for you to forget. We've got to find it. It's the only chance for either of us.
The curtain falls on Act One of With All My Love, starring Ruth Warwick. Our lovely star and our distinguished cast of La Rosa radio players return for Act Two shortly. And speaking of beautiful Ruth Warwick and love, Wendell, I have a riddle for you and all the ladies listening. What is it that everybody loves?
That's easy, C.P. The answer is our famous slogan, Everybody Loves La Rosa. And I'd like Ruth Warwick and every lady listening to prove it by serving a wonderfully delicious La Rosa dish the whole family will love. It's La Rosa macaroni served with a savory meat sauce. Here's all you do. Combine some leftover meat with your favorite tomato sauce, plus onions and seasoning, and pour it over a steaming platter of those delightful La Rosa macaroni shells. Here's a grand-looking, satisfying dish that's so easy to make, so inexpensive, so heavenly delicious. Wait until you hear the family rave over that luscious La Rosa flavor. Try this delightful La Rosa dish, or any one of dozens of other nutritious La Rosa meals made with meats and cheese, chicken and fish, or with all sorts of delicious sauces. Plan a La Rosa treat for your family tonight, or tomorrow, sure. Ask your grocer for La Rosa. That's L-A, capital R-O-S-A, La Rosa elbow macaroni or spaghetti. Or those fluffy golden La Rosa egg noodles. Everybody loves La Rosa. Three ways best La Rosa. One, durum wheat semolina. Two, exclusive La Rosa slow curing. Three, enriched for extra nutrition. It costs no more, so be sure you get La Rosa. And remember, it's a full pound.
Now, Act Two of With All My Love, starring Ruth Warwick as Carol Marshall.
It will be 3 weeks tomorrow since the night David came home, but almost nothing seems changed. The idea that he's a murderer is stronger than ever in David's mind. He's built walls around himself higher than those of any prison. Only tomorrow will make a difference. Helen King is giving a dinner party, and some of our old friends will be there. David's agreed to go, and it doesn't change his mind.
Oh, yes, again.
Are you a comedian?
Yes, girl, I am.
Oh, David, I think we've got him.
Oh, it's a cinch, Johnny. But wait a minute, let me take a crack at him. Are you a very funny radio comedian?
Well, some people would say yes, but there's a guy named Fred Allen who'd probably...
Jack Benny.
Oh, that was swell. Let's start again.
David, you are having fun tonight, aren't you?
Oh, that's swell, darling.
Oh, let's not play 20 questions anymore. Let's start another game.
Well, how about indication?
Indication?
Oh, the game, David, you know, like charade. You ask out slogans and quotations.
Oh, yes. Well, say, how about coffee pot?
I know. A marvelous game for us to play.
What's that, Jane?
Murder. What is it? Carol, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
It's all right. It's late, and David, I'd better be going anyway.
No. No, Carol, we'll stay. Yes, and we'll play murder.
David, you're going to make it.
I'll take that trick with the ace and give you the last one.
David, a little slam. That was wonderful.
Say, Mrs. Marshall, how about swapping partners?
Well, I like that.
Oh, think nothing of it, Mrs. Carpenter. I was just lucky.
Lucky? Listen, anybody who could make a small slam on a hand like that could get away with murder.
You said, Uncle Charles. Well, I do need it now.
I know. Well, I'm no psychologist, but from all you've told me, David has an obsession about this thing. Even a casual mention of death or murder seems like a personal accusation.
Yes, and I'm afraid for him. Now he's determined to go away. Uncle Charles, what can I do?
How about going with him? Some place where there are no associations.
But he doesn't want me with him.
I'm not so sure. You've never talked to David about this guilt complex of his, have you?
Naturally not. I thought I should avoid it.
But you're wrong. The thing you must do is encourage David to put his feelings into words. And then show him that they are just words and not reality.
Oh, well, you're right, of course. You're right.
Well, then it's just a matter of where to go.
David always liked the mountains. I know. The McIntyre cabin on Star Lake. It's miles from any place.
That should be perfect.
I'm sure they'd let us use it. They're not up there themselves this year. Oh, but I can't tell David that. I'll have to tell him that they are there and want us to join them.
But why?
Well, there's one thing you don't understand, Uncle Charles. You see, this barrier in David's mind even closes me out. I doubt that he'd go if he thought we were going to be alone.
Oh, Carol, child.
It's all right.
You really love him, don't you, Carol?
Mm-hmm. I do. That's why I'm going to find a way to bring him back to me.
Hello, Johnny! Jeanette! Hello! Oh, that's funny. Maybe they misunderstood and drove into the village to meet us.
No, they didn't, David. The McIntyres aren't up here.
But you said...
I know I did, dear. I lied because I was afraid you might not have come. Oh, don't be angry, David, please. This is so important for you to get completely away. We can have fun together, darling. We can hike and hunt and... Oh, you'd love to swim, so... Well, you can practically window.
You're trying to say that up here we can forget.
No, David. From now on, we stop trying to forget. I've been wrong, and I know it. We both have. Beginning today, we're going to talk things out.
We can.
Oh, we can, and we will. That's the one way we can ever hope to break down the wall between us, David. The only way. Uncle Charles was so right. Facing the problem is the only answer. David and I talked for hours last night, and I finally realized that there were two convictions in his mind that made him feel guilty. The first is that he broke a divine law by taking a human life. Second, that he was the cause of lifelong grief to Mrs. Parker, the widow of the man killed in the accident. I still don't know what to do about the first fixation, but... I've thought of a possible answer to the second. I wrote a letter this morning. David, I've got something.
thing.
Oh, it's a strike. Quick, honey, quick. Reel it in. Get the hook past in his mouth.
But I can't. A real stud. Oh, here, you do it.
Hey, look out, look out.
Oh,
well, he's gone. Never mind the fish. Look, you be careful. A girl who can't swim has no business falling in a lake as deep as this one.
I'm afraid you're right.
Here's your rod.
Thanks. David.
Huh?
When I drove into the village this morning, I got a letter. I want to read it to you.
Yes?
It's from Mrs. Parker.
Mrs. Parker?
Listen, David. Listen to what she says. My dear Mrs. Marshall, I won't pretend this is an easy letter to write. It's not. But I do want to help with your problem. First of all, you can tell your husband that as I look back now, I realize George was at least partly responsible for the accident. He was driving too fast himself. As for my having accused your husband of murder, I'm sure you realize how hysteria can lead one to say such things. If my forgiveness means anything to Mr. Marshall, he most certainly has it. I could never say that I don't miss George, but it seems that life has a way of adjusting itself. I have found happiness again myself, and my only wish is that you and your husband will do the same. Very sincerely.
You wrote to her.
Of course I did. Oh, don't you see, dear? After this letter, you can't go on accusing yourself of ruining her life. She says herself that you haven't.
And suppose that's true. There's still one thing that neither of us can ever wipe out. I took the human life, Carol. There's no forgiveness for that, no recompense. And we may as well admit, darling, there never can be.
I know the best game of all to play. It's murder.
I didn't kiss you when I came in just now. We're different people.
You've got to talk it out with him, Carol.
I've taken a life. That's something neither of us can wipe out.
You're his one hope, Carol. Perhaps his only hope.
Careful, Carol. Careful in the boat. A girl who can't swim has no business falling in the lake as deep as this one.
I can't swim.
A girl who can't swim.
I can't swim.
A girl who can't swim. A girl who can't swim. A girl who can't swim.
It's early morning. A dream woke me up just a moment ago. No, perhaps it was more than a dream. Anyway, I think now I see the answer for David and for me. As late to think of this one. David? David? Are you awake? Hello, in the cabin there. David?
Carol? Carol, what are you doing in that boat? Sit down.
I'm going for a swim.
Carol!
I've always heard that was the best way to learn. Dive in where it's deep and swim to shore. So here goes.
No, no, wait. Carol!
Carol, I flew up at once. As soon as David wired.
Oh, you needn't have. I'm all right now. I just tried to drink the whole lake at one gulp, that's all.
David told me. He said you were out completely by the time he got you. Carol, how did this happen? You didn't...
Where's David?
Well, he said he'd bring my bags from the car.
Uncle Charles, you said I might find the solution up here. I think I have. But you mustn't ever tell him that I...
Your things are in your room, Uncle Charles.
Oh, thank you.
And incidentally, aren't you anxious to start unpacking?
What? That's fine treatment for a guest.
Oh, you're not a guest, you're a relative. And I want to talk to my wife.
Well, never let it be said that I couldn't take a hint.
David, what hospitality.
Oh, never mind him. How do you feel?
Wonderful.
Good. Then we're leaving tomorrow, back to town. I've got to get back to work.
Oh, David, David, darling.
Hello, Mrs. Marshall. Oh, gee, you gave me an awful scare.
Oh, it's so good to be in your arms again.
It's over, Carol.
Is it, Dave? Now can you really forget?
No. No, but I can see things as they are. And it came to me as I was driving in to meet Uncle Charles. Suppose a person had taken a life in an accident as I did. Well, then if that same person saved a life, wouldn't that sort of even things?
Well, of course it would.
You know, I'm surprised you didn't figure it out and tell me about it. Didn't you realize it?
No, David, I didn't, but... Well, then, I'm just a woman, and women never seem to see things quite as clearly as the men they love.
So the curtain falls on the second act of With All My Love. Our star, Ruth Warwick, will be back to our La Rosa microphone in just a moment.
In homes where macaroni and spaghetti are a traditional dish, the overwhelming favorite is La Rosa. La Rosa, America's largest selling macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles. Only La Rosa offers all three great features. One, durum wheat semolina. Two, exclusive La Rosa slow curing. Three, enriched for extra nutrition. And you taste the delicious difference. Serve your family La Rosa Grade A macaroni tonight. Get the brand with a big red rose on each box. Get La Rosa. And remember, it's a full pound. Now here's our star, Ruth Warwick, and our producer.
That was a fine job, Ruth. How does it feel to be back in radio?
Just like home, C.P. Radio was my profession before I went into pictures, you know, and I love it.
Yes, Ruth. Actually, it was during a press party for radio people, wasn't it, when you got your first chance at pictures?
That's right. It was at a party given for Orson Welles in New York. I met him that night. Screen test was arranged, and he put me in Citizen Kane.
And a neat double play that was, Ruth. An important part for you in one of the most talked-off pictures ever to be made. And at the same time, a tribute to Mr. Welles for his excellent foresight. And after your arrival in New York, you just decided to stay and enjoy the adventures of the big city.
That's right. But then after all, being a direct descendant of Daniel Boone, adventure's in my blood.
Well, it would seem that your career has been one grand adventure, and one which has just begun. But your fine talents as a violinist and a pianist are going to waste. Aren't you going to pursue that line of your career anymore?
Only as a hobby. You see, I like being an actress. Well, thanks, C.P., for everything. It was fun doing the show for you, and my compliments to you and the sponsor for a really fine product.
Thank you, Ruth, for the compliment on behalf of both La Rosa, our sponsor, and myself. And now, before you leave, and ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about tomorrow's play and star. Lovely Margot will be our star, and the play title, Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary. This is a bright, romantic story of a young businesswoman who believes she has a sure way to distract the attentions of wolves until she meets Super Wolf Jeff Smith. Don't miss it. So until tomorrow, then, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.
Listen every weekday to Radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. Listen to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars. Every day, a complete 30-minute drama from Hollywood. Every day, a famous Hollywood star. Brought to you Monday through Friday by V. La Rosa and Sons, makers of La Rosa Grade A, America's largest selling macaroni, spaghetti, and egg noodles. In homes where macaroni and spaghetti are a traditional dish, the overwhelming favorite is La Rosa. The program came to you transcribed direct from Hollywood. Your announcer is Wendell Niles. Say, Mother, here's how you can add interesting variety to children's meals. Serve La Rosa Enriched Pastina. Its mild, delightful flavor blends perfectly with soups, meats, vegetables, and dairy dishes. There's a wonderful Pastina treat for every meal in the new La Rosa cookbook entitled 51 Pastina Recipes. It features many delicious, quick and easy recipes, especially prepared to delight your child. For your free cookbook, write La Rosa in care of this station. Get La Rosa Enriched Pastina today. Don't just say Pastina, say La Rosa Enriched Pastina.